There have been several high-profile cases of Australians locked up in foreign prisons of late, including writer Yong Heng Jung in Beijing, student Alex Sigley in North Korea, and footballer Hakim Al Arabi in Bangkok. One of the lesser-known cases is that of Vam Can Chow, a retired small businessman from Sydney who was arrested in Vietnam 6 months ago on suspicion of trying to overthrow the government, a charge that could lead to the death penalty. Mr. Chow says he's a pro-democracy advocate, but the Vietnamese government believes the group he's a member of is far more sinister. Zoe Ford reports.
On a cold Melbourne evening, members of the city's Vietnamese community come together at a vigil for a man many have never met. Their thoughts are with 70-year-old Sydney man Van Cam Chow, who's been behind bars in Ho Chi Minh City for 6 months.
He had been detained without charge for that long. It's just not acceptable.
It's just really unfair and just like gets me upset.
Mr. Chow moved to Australia 37 years ago but never lost his passion for his home country. In January, the retiree turned democracy campaigner entered Vietnam through Cambodia on what he called a fact-finding mission. Vietnamese authorities saw it differently, arresting him in Ho Chi Minh City as he met with a local activist. They claim Mr. Chow used fake documents to enter the country. Back in Sydney, his son Daniel says what followed was a shock.
We were told that he was being charged for planning to overthrow the state.
What did you think of that charge?
Quite ludicrous. My dad's like in his 70s. He is passionate, but him alone isn't going to, you know, cause violence or anything like that.
Daniel Chow's father is a prominent member of Viet Tan, an international group which the Vietnamese government believes is a terrorist organisation.
Definitely not. They don't believe in violence. They're just more for the democratic method to flourish.
Nikita White from Amnesty International says her organisation does not believe Viet Tan is a terrorist group.
They have been peaceful for over 30 years, and I've certainly not seen any evidence of an attempt by Mr. Chow to commit a violent act.
Mr. Chow has been allowed visits from his sister and Australian consulate officials, but won't be given access to a lawyer until after the confidential investigation into his alleged activities is complete. That could be several months away.
It doesn't matter what he is or isn't alleged to have done. What matters is that Vietnam is denying him a lawyer. They may subject him to the death penalty, and essentially he's being denied his human rights.
One person who knows what Mr. Chow is going through is Melbourne social worker Hong Vo.
Moment of devastation, of high level of anxiety.
Ms. Hong, also a Viet Tan member, spent 10 days in a Vietnamese prison in 2010 for taking part in a pro-democracy protest in Hanoi.
We are lobbying the Australian government to call on to the Vietnamese government to unconditionally and immediately release Mr. Chow.
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it's providing consular assistance to Mr. Chow and continues to seek assurances as to his legal status and welfare.
Zoe Ford reporting there, and the Vietnamese government is being contacted for comment.